This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Indeed. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am indeed Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, August the 11th. We are coming to you from the Republican North Pinellas Club, or I guess they call it the North Pinellas Republican Club, out on U.S. 19 in Palm Harbor. Maybe you can hear some of the, some of the voices in the background. We've got all kinds of people here.
If you're going to call it a club, I'm going to expect them to serve drinks.
And we're waiting for some cocktails.
It is the office, Paul. It's the office, not the club. They're not dancing here. Even though the music sounded good, we're already to start dancing. This is the office.
And that dulcet voice is our buddy, Andrew Ceresi, the master barber. He is here as well. So we got all kinds of people that we're going to be talking with. In exactly 1 week, the Florida primary is going to be held. And it includes candidates for Pinellas County tax collector, two circuit judges seats, as an at-large school board member. It's kind of light, actually, on the ballot, but the important things coming up, of course, in November with the presidential election and all of the other things going on. So we're planning to spend the hour discussing some of these races, as well as some of the other races in other parts of the county and Florida in itself as well. By the way, we're sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. It's the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. That is without doubt. Andrew Ceresi is the owner. The best haircut, great price. It's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin, but you got to call for your reservation, as you know, 727-733-3773, 733-3773. Well, there's all kinds of people milling about, so we're gonna have a chance to talk with people like Sheila Griffin, who is running for the 13th Congressional District in Florida, U.S. Congressional District. George Buck, also running for the same district, we're going to be talking with him. We'll be talking with Ron Ogden, who is the, I would say, the major domo here of the North Pinellas Republican Club. And we got all kinds of things going on right now. Very, 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 it's a busy office. And Andrew, got to credit you. You're the one that came up with the idea that we ought to do a show from this Republican Club because of all the energy that is being generated for the November election. So we got to thank you for that.
Well, Paul, I thought it was an important thing to do, especially to get the word out there, because I really believe that we are at war in this country right now. And I think we got the best candidates running right now. And my main objective in this election is to get rid of Charlie Crist. And we've got some good candidates to do that. And I want to see the Republicans go all the way across the board. You know what I'm saying, Paul?
Indeed. Indeed, I do. You're making a good point. I want to welcome and introduce Ron Ogden, who has just sat down here. And Ron kind of runs things here at the North Pinellas Republican Club. He's the Republican operative, I would say, for North Pinellas County. And we've had Ron on our program a couple of times. And Ron, you've really generated a lot of enthusiasm here. This place is packed, and we've got people out on US 19 with their signs.
Yes, we do. We've had about 50 to 60 people out there waving signs for President Trump and for all our good Republican candidates, all up and down the ballot. You know, we want to make a distinction quickly between the ballot for Tuesday, which is just the primary and only has five races, and then the November ballot, in which the president and all our other good candidates will be out there, and we want you to vote the entire ballot, Republican, top to bottom.
Well, of course you would say that, Ron, and I don't blame you.
Do we have a choice in this election?
We don't have a choice, do we? Well, you know, it's very interesting. Maybe we can talk a little bit about this whole mail-in balloting issue, if you don't mind. I want
sure, for a few minutes,
possibly
yeah.
get your thought on it. Now, President Trump has talked about his concern, not in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We have, apparently, we have the whole mail-in process down pretty well. We've been doing it for
yes.
quite a few years.
Yes,
here.
We have. Yep.
So, number one, Ron, are you comfortable with other states mail-in balloting, especially states that are now just beginning the process? What do you think?
It's hard to address other states because we're not really familiar as we are here in Florida. In Pinellas County, we've had wonderful supervisors of elections for the past many years. They've got the situation pretty well down, solid. And here in Pinellas County, we're pretty comfortable. You know, routinely, Republicans have always done much better in mail ballots, or what we used to call absentee ballots, than did the Democrats. But looking out at the nation, some of the other states, there are too many stories out there for, I think, anyone who really is an observer to be comfortable with places like Northern Illinois, cities name of which shall be anonymous.
That cuts to the quick because I'm from the Chicago area.
Don't be telling
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't tell everybody that, do you, Paul?
I don't. Only,
all right.
Only my millions of fans on the radio.
I see the ghost of Richard Daley running around,
oh, yeah.
you know, and you never can tell.
I kind of wish we had Richard Daley back, maybe to correct some things the way it's going on in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want to also ask you this, because one of the people I was speaking with here in your building, talking about the fact that possibly in Pinellas County, there may be more Democrats asking for mail-in ballots.
I think that's been the case.
So yeah. why do you think that is? Is it because Republicans are all of a sudden going, maybe the mail-in process is not as secure as I used to think?
That could well be one reason. But you know the other reason? I'm not going to vote by mail. I have voted early once. I'm going to go to the polls on Election Day. And I don't know if I'm a representative Republican or not, but I go to the polls because, frankly, it's a civic duty. You know, and I don't want to cut corners. I want to do it the way we've always done it because it's always been a good system. It's been a solid system, both here in upstate New York, where I'm from. Participated in a lot of elections, to tell you the truth, and I've never been disappointed by the walk-in and sign-in and go into the voting booth and whatever system you may use. And I just happen to believe that that's the right way for Americans to vote. And while I understand mail-in is in Pinellas County, it's as far as I'll go is to say Pinellas County. Pinellas County is secure. I wonder about the rest of the state. I wonder about the rest of the country.
Well, I'll be honest. I vote mail-in because mm-hmm. it's very convenient.
Yep.
And up until recently, but before Trump brought it up, I used to think to myself, golly, I hope my mail-in ballot gets to the precinct and they open it up and, you know, it's counted. I mean, that's always been in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that you are comfortable for Florida to continue mail-in balloting? You don't think there'll be an issue?
I'm saying that Pinellas County, I'm comfortable. As far as the rest of the state is concerned, I mean, I'm fairly reasonably, but I know nothing about Southeast Florida. We already know the supervisors of elections down there have had very difficult times.
The old hanging chads issue way back.
And to tell you the truth, one of the reasons why we're even here, why this office was created by the Upper Pinellas Political Committee, of which I'm the chairman, is because we looked at what happened in North Pinellas County. In case you don't know the whole story about what happened in North Pinellas County in March, we had the Democratic organization in the county brought in people from Seattle, famous Seattle, home of the shall we say, less conservative people. And they came in and they flooded the north part of the county. They bragged about it. And we know that there were people whose ballots they took and who would walk into places like homes and the nursing homes and say, well, you know, have you voted your mail-in ballot yet? And they would say, and they would tell them what to vote for. So,
gotcha.
We got to be. We must be on our.
Have you ever voted mail-in, or have you always gone to the polls?
No, I've always voted at the polls all my life. I voted early once. I think the last election I voted early.
Okay.
Just for the experience.
Yes, indeed. We're talking with Ron Ogden, who kind of runs things here at the Upper Pinellas County Republican Club. Very, very delighted to be here. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with a bunch of people that are running for office, including in the 13th Congressional District.
Absolutely.
Be right back.
Thank you. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and you knew me, honey.
I've changed my mind. This world is fine.
Great balls of fire.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to tantalkhealth.com. That's tantalkhealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back. We are back here. Freedom Works. And we are coming to you from the Upper Pinellas County Republican Club in Palm Harbor. I am Paul Malloy. Thank you so very much for being with us. All kinds of people are here. Boy, a lot of enthusiasm going on. And it's wonderful to be here. We've been, my colleagues, Paul and Tracy Allen, did their program from here, Good Morning Clearwater, from 8 to 10, and we are doing it from 10 to 11. And we are delighted, let me put my little satchel down here, we are delighted to have George Buck joining us. George is running for the Charlie Crist seat, 13th U.S. Congressional District, which includes much of St. Petersburg. George, thanks for coming back. We had you on several weeks ago. Wonderful interview with you. And your race, I would say, as far as what I've seen, your race, the 13th Congressional District race, is probably the biggest thing going right now in Pinellas County. So tell me, how is it going so far? Got a lot of competition.
Yes. Not really.
But to see you on the TV all the time, and they kind of, you know, it's interesting. They have a commercial for Amanda Mackey, and then they have a commercial for Anna Paulina Luna, and they have a George Buck commercial, and there's one after another. Yep. And you know that if you see the first one, you're going to see the other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you pay for airs, you know, basically.
It used to be, because I can show you how long I've been doing this, it used to be you would never run two competitors next to each other, whether it was political or for economic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you wouldn't have Ford and then Chevy commercial.
Yeah.
But now they do that all the time. But it's, anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
So lots of competition. Tell us a little bit about some of the issues important to you, and perhaps also, George, why you would be the best candidate to run against Charlie Crist.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it being on here again. Seems like I'm on Tan Talk about once a week lately in different time slots, and thanks for the invite. One of the biggest things that I'm proud of is I have over $1 million now. I have no PAC money. I have no lobbyist money, no special interest money. maximum donation from an individual is $2,800. That's it. Plus, I have no corporate money. So when I go up to Washington, I owe nobody except for the constituents of this district, or District 13, because I'm sitting in 12 right now. But I'm not going to owe anybody when I go up there, and I'm not going up there to make new friends. I got my friends down here. My family's down here. So I'm going up there just for that. I'm going up there for us, not to go up there to be a politician.
So why would you be the best candidate for the Republicans as opposed to, say, there's Sheila Griffin, there's Anna Paulina Luna, there's Amanda Mackey? I mean, you got a lot of competition.
Yes.
And everybody, let's be honest, everybody claims, you know, we are big Donald Trump backers and supporters and the whole bit. So what does a Republican primary voter think when they go to the polls?
Well, one of the things that I like to push is I'm a resident of Pinellas County for 26 years now. And if you look at the history of two of the three opponents, They've never lived here before. They say they do, but we have proof that we can...
Really?
Yes, there's actual proof that, you know...
Okay, tell me who they are.
No, I don't want to get into that. Names. Yeah, that's...
But you're saying a couple of them are just moved in... In other words, two of them moved into the county just so they could run?
Right, just like an Alex Sink a few years ago. So, you know, I've got stake in the game. My daughter grew, you know, born in St. Pete. Went to school at Canterbury, and now she's a math and science teacher here. And I came here 26 years ago after my injury on the fire department to come here and teach fire science at SBC. So I taught all the firefighters emergency management, counterterrorism operations, and plus I've written 6 books on terrorism, one including biological terrorism. And when this corona first hit, they started calling me, the White House started calling me and saying, we know you've set up 2 terrorism preparedness centers, one on the Center for Biological Terrorism Defense and the National Terrorism Preparedness Institute at SBC, and the biological one was at USF. So the issues, that's one of the big issues I think that is most important, is have some skin in this game. Know our county, know our people. Like I said, you got to know the district to represent the district.
So what issues besides obviously, you know, the concern for the district people? What are some of the issues near and dear to your heart right now that perhaps you can work and handle better than the other?
Well, protect the unborn. I believe in a heartbeat bill. Once a heartbeat is detected, then that's it. You know, there's no more such thing as an abortion. One of the things that disgusts me the most is when a child is born, they leave it on the table to pass away. That is totally disgusting. The reason is, when I was a young medic on the fire department, I had a call where unknown type of situation for an infant. Pulled up on the house, we got out of the ambulance, walked up, and the mother handed me a blue infant. I put it in my arms, gave it a couple of puffs, gave it a few compressions, and the baby started to cry.
Oh my goodness.
And I was
what
so
an
emotional.
Experience.
I was so emotionally drained, I had to hand it to my partner and sat down on the grass.
Oh my goodness.
And then from that day on, I was so young, I wasn't married at the time, and so I didn't really think about it. But
you did the right thing.
Exactly, yep.
Boy, that mother must have been forever indebted to you.
Never forget her face. Never. It's etched into my mind.
Yeah. So. Now, the other candidates are pro-life.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can all say, and all of you have mentioned Donald Trump, one way or the other, as, you know, big backers of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But any other particular issues you would be perhaps better suited, if I might put it that way, than any of the other candidates?
Just to let you know, I've just received the endorsement of Florida Right to Life, and they're based out of Clearwater.
Okay.
I'm proud of that one. So
that's wonderful. Yeah.
One of the things that I know about our community is, you know, jobs and the economy. You know, before the pandemic, jobs weren't even a worry, and the economy was going great. It's coming back again. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to re-stimulate the shipbuilding industry in Pinellas County. Years ago, Pinellas County was the number 2 I'm doing is I would like to enhance the Port of Manatee. And that's for the Tampa Bay area, but it's going to help District 13. I'd like to build it up so we can also bring in large cruise ships. Because right now, the Skyway Bridge is too low.
I was going to say, that's always been the impediment to getting more cruise liners here, is the Skyway Bridge's height.
Exactly. So why don't we do it west of the Skyway? We can still, you know, service the smaller ones in Tampa. But the larger ones, just like Miami, just think of the logistics it takes. You know, when it comes to supplying cruise ships. I mean, if you haven't been on a cruise, you look at them loading, you know, pallets and pallets of beer and wine and food.
And it's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
It's
a terrible thing to go on a cruise, really. Of course, I've never had a drink on a cruise ship.
I haven't either. The Irish in me won't let me have a drink.
My mother's maiden name is Brennan. So
oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. There you go.
I want sustainable economy, because what we just went through the last 4 months, we've proved that with the restaurants and the bars, a lot of people lost their jobs. We need to change that. The other thing is veterans issues. My district has 25% of veterans. And one of the things that I'm planning on doing is I'm going to close Charlie's office down in downtown St. Pete, and I'm going to move it to the campus of Bay Pines.
Oh,
I'm a veteran myself. Right. I have a 40% disability from an injury in the military, and I want people to go to my office on campus for two reasons. One reason is when a veteran has a problem with the bureaucracy, he can come straight over. Second reason is I want citizens to go to Bay Pines so they can see the cost of freedom. I get my health care through there. And these kids coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, it's horrible. I mean, just to see that. So, we've got to do everything for our veterans. The other thing I'm going to do is start a pilot program here in Pinellas County where we get the VA, the American Legion, AMVETS, we get them certified to take, to intake VA claims. And I want to buy a few mobile homes. So they can take those people who are trained and certified by the VA to go to different groups. For instance, a big blood bank program at public parking lot. They can take theirs, and if you're a veteran, you just come in Saturday or Sunday. So that can help the veterans.
That sounds good. Yeah. That sounds very, very, very good. I want to thank you for coming over and talking to us a little bit. Good luck in this primary. You're going to be a busy guy, I guess, running around between now and next Tuesday.
I used to have a life.
Yeah. Well, you have a new life now.
Exactly. Yes.
You do indeed.
The greatest thing is meeting everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
like said, something?
I've been here for so long, but, man, I've met so many people.
Yeah.
So many.
And then, unfortunately, did you ever meet Andrew Ceresi, the master gardener?
I've tried to avoid him.
Yeah, I do.
You know, but
can't help myself. He's like a magnet.
With that New York accent, how can you miss him?
There you go.
I've known George a long time, Paul. I think he's a great guy, and this is the first time I'm hearing about the Port of Manatee, and I think that's a great idea. I'll tell you what.
Before.
Shipbuilding business, bring jobs back here, take care of the veterans. I think it's great.
Yeah, it does. Indeed.
I never heard Charlie Crist mention anything about this stuff. Have you?
Never.
Never.
Can't remember it. Nope. Okay, again, thank you so much, George. It's a real
pleasure.
George,
thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you.
We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with some more people here in the Upper Pinellas GOP headquarters.
He didn't know anything.
Sweet talking girl, come along, sing it a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong. Just stop, cause I really love you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm
Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for tuning in. We are over at the North Pinellas Republicans Club, and we are having a pretty interesting time, aren't we, Ed? Talking with some of the people here that are running for office, and in fact, we are delighted to have Joyelle Bobola join us. Joyelle is running for tax collector here in Pinellas County. Joyelle, thanks for coming over to talk with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
You know, I've always been intrigued with the tax collector office because the only time I ever hear from the tax collector is when they want me to send in my registration money for my car. And I guess the personal property tax. So everybody kind of, you know, it's like being the villain in those old-time movies, you know. But it's not really like that. It's an important thing. Would you tell us, Joyelle, first of all, what does the tax collector in general do here in Pinellas County? What are the important things a tax collector has to do?
We do a lot. We collect and distribute the taxes, as you just mentioned, but we also handle the motor vehicle registrations, driver's license. We issue concealed weapons licenses, birth certificates, hunting and fishing licenses, and we're always looking for other things to do as well. And there's strategies I'd like to put in place to bring some of those to our county.
All right, let's talk about them. What are some of the things you think that they are not doing now well in the tax collector business in Pinellas that you would like to bring to it?
Number one, customer service. We need to bring it back to our county. Our wait times are up in our offices, on our phones. The percentage of calls that we're answering are just, we're not even meeting the industry standard there, so we need to bring the customer service. And the virus has only exacerbated all these issues to where now we're only walk-in, where Pinellas County residents are having to go to Pasco to get services, and that's just not right. We've got to bring customer service back.
So that's an important issue for. Are there anything, any other issues right now of importance other than making sure that everybody's valuations on property and everything are done the correct way?
It's
a big important issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My platform also is the internal customer service as well. There's some statistics out there where the morale of the organization is declining as well, so we need to bring that also back, get those employees engaged, happy to come to work, because that's only going to give you better customer service as the customer.
Now, Joyelle, tell us a little bit about your background. You're talking like you know what the tax collector position is all about. I know you've got some background. Tell us about
it. Yes, I do. I actually was a 21-year employee there. I started back in 1999 as a tax clerk, and I worked my way into a supervisory role. I'm a certified...
You look too young to have started in 1999.
I'm 44. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
But I am a certified Florida collector assistant. I'm a certified public manager along with other certifications. But I'm getting my bachelor's degree finally this fall in organizational leadership management. So that qualifies me. And I've led in pretty much every area of the organization. I can recognize those opportunities and remedy them as well. And I had to resign to do this. I resigned this past May because I believe in it so much.
Wow. Very good.
Yes.
Now, you're running against Charles Thomas.
Yes, I am.
And people know Charles Thomas. His name's always the one you write on the checks and everything when you send in your money for your car registration. And that's kind of, frankly, it's tough. That's a name recognition. So how are you going to overcome the recognition of, name recognition of Charles Thomas?
Grassroots. We are hitting the community. Wherever we can talk to people, get the message out, social media, we're getting into the community. So if you know anything about a grassroots campaign, that's what this is. We're just getting out there and talking to everyone we can.
That sounds like the only way to do it.
Yes.
So, is there anything right now that the Pinellas County Tax Collection Office is not doing well? You mentioned personal service and public, kind of like a public relations thing. Are you implying that maybe the personal service right now is not where it should be?
The processes that are put in place by leadership, those are the ones that we need to look at. If you look at our Sterling feedback report, it states that, you know, we're really good at reporting results, but we are not that good at going back and saying, hey, is this process working? Are we wasting time, money? Are there defects? So that's one thing that we definitely need to do better at, because some of the processes in place just don't work. And that's one of the reasons why our wait times in our offices are high, because of the processes that are in place. So that's one thing I want to do.
Now, right now, if somebody had an issue and they needed to go to the tax collector's office because of the pandemic, are they able to do that, or must they do something online or by phone or what?
It really depends on the transaction that they need. Right now, we're appointment only in this county. And appointments are booked weeks out. And that's why it's pushing a lot of our residents to Pasco County, because they're still handling walk-ins. I actually had the great honor of meeting Mike Fasano last week, and he shared best practices with me and processes that they have in place to where they're delivering a customer service, still a high standard of
now,
it.
Who is he?
He's the tax collector for Pasco County.
Okay, Mike Fasano?
Mike Fasano.
Fasano, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a way of making it faster for the people currently during this virus pandemic?
Absolutely. I mean, we can bring walk-ins back to our county.
Oh, you can. Oh,
yes,
I see.
We can. Okay. There's thermal scanners that we can purchase through the CARES Act. There's CARES Act money out there. I don't even know if Pinellas County's using that.
Okay.
Pasco County used it. There's
That's
like
nine. A good point.
Yes, where they purchased thermal scanners to take the temperature of customers as they're walking in. They have these easy ups outside. To obviously protect them from the weather. But on top of that, they purchased these thermal printers with a little iPads where the customer could wait in their car. And I've been saying that all along. We should be doing a drive-up service where we can still serve walk-in customers.
Yeah.
Let them sit in their car.
I think people would really rally to the idea that they could stay in their car and get it done.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. Maybe they could like build a facility where you can go around in the back. And
like a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have that at our Mid-County office.
Why don't you do that, Andrew, for your haircutting business?
I want to drive through.
I don't want to get out of the car.
I haven't worked. But, you know, there's a lot of McDonald's and Burger Kings we can convert into tax collector's office that already have the drive-up windows there.
Absolutely.
That's true.
That's a great idea.
So I can get my Big Mac and also pay my registration.
Sure, we'll give you a hamburger, too.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so very much,
and the best of luck. You sound very enthusiastic about your job, and you certainly are knowledgeable.
Thank you very much.
All
thank
right.
you for having me.
Thank
Take
you.
Care,
all right,
bye-bye.
Joyelle Babala, who is running for the tax collector. She's really got a good head on her shoulders, Andrew.
Yep,
she
yep.
seems to know what she's about, you know. So, Andrew, tell me a little bit. You know, I was, I want to bring in Ed here before he falls asleep. By the way, Ed is the linchpin for doing this. If it wasn't for Ed Davis, Big Ed, we wouldn't be able to run this thing.
No, Ed, he deserves,
Ed's
got it down,
no,
man.
He deserves a lot of credit. He's been here since about 7 o'clock this morning.
That's the earliest I knew that Ed's gotten up, isn't it?
No, he's a hard worker. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do the world famous show I do without.
But that's at 10 o'clock, though.
Yeah.
Say well, 7 o'clock in the morning. That's early for Ed.
Well, he doesn't wake up.
But he comes in for a haircut. He's the 1:45 man, and I close at 2.
Yeah.
And he's just drinking his coffee.
Well, that's
if that
why
tells
I do
you
that.
Anything.
That's what he tells
yeah,
me. Yeah.
I want to make sure he stays till 2.
We love Big Ed. He's the linchpin. So, who do we have here? We got
Ron Walker.
Ron Walker. Ron, how are you?
I'm very good.
Welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ron.
Well, I'm an old Republican political hack from about 1980. I served a couple of terms on the school board, served one term as chairman of the county party.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm the perpetual president of North Pinellas Republican Club.
Excellent.
See, now you can call it a club, Paul, and not the office, because
well,
you got the president of the club here.
I did call it the North Pinellas Republican Club, if you had been listening.
I did.
And,
so, Ron, go ahead.
And
yeah.
I spent the last couple of years helping write a book about the history of Republicans in Pinellas County.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Now, has it been, it's been published
it's
already?
It's been published.
What's it called? I'm sorry?
She really
did. I read
it. Wow. Actually, I have a couple over there somewhere. Maybe we'll hook you up.
I'd like to see the book. That sounds very. I would be very interested in the history of Pinellas County. Would be something great.
We started with no idea what we were getting into, and it really turned out to be a great thing. I'll show you in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
But the main reason I'm here today is I want to talk about Julie Marcus.
Yeah.
Who's running for supervisor of elections to continue the work that she's been doing for 10 or 12 years here in the county. And she is working today because even though the election's Tuesday, the election's already started, and she's meeting with the canvassing board, of which she's part, and they're laying out the rules and checking on ballots that have already started to come in and all of that. So she says, sorry, she's working, but asked me to come in and say a word on her behalf.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. I am very impressed. I did not expect this many people to be here, I'll be honest with you.
Well, Ron Ogden and John Keller have done this pretty much by themselves. I'm somewhere in the background on the board, but I don't deserve any credit because of all the work they put in.
We'll give you some credit.
All right, but that's fine, and I'll take it. But those guys are the heroes of this. And from the beginning, we've had a steady flow of people in here. They got 50 or 60 people working on various parts of various campaigns. They're doing a great job.
Ron, I'm going to ask you a question because you know, you're probably, if I had to pull somebody in and sit around and talk about the Pinellas County situation, you probably be as good a person to talk with as anybody. So, Pinellas County seems to me to be a very good harbinger of how the country would vote in a presidential election. You know, they always talk about Tampa Bay as being kind of the place to look, but even Pinellas County, North Pinellas is quite Republican, and then Southern Pinellas is probably a little more blue.
Yes, that's true.
Do you have a sense of how this county might vote in November when it comes to the presidential race?
Well, I really believe it's going to be very, very close. There are strong partisans on both sides. I think both teams are working as hard as they can. But in the long run, I believe the Republicans will pull it together, and I believe that Trump will win Pinellas County.
Really?
Just because he more closely mirrors what I believe the Pinellas County people believe in. And I think the Democratic Party has gone adrift out there somewhere, and their message is not what the county believes in. I was a Democrat until 1980, and I left because I didn't like the message, and the message has gotten, I believe, more dangerous for America and the things we believe in.
So, do you think Pinellas, let's say it does go for Donald Trump very closely, you know, in a close race, do you think that's kind of a portent for how the country is going to go? Is it going to be close?
Do you think a close race? I believe it'll be close.
Because Andrew thinks it's going to be very one-sided.
At this point,
Andrew the Master Barber.
With everything that's going on in this country, I can't see how it can even be a balance whatsoever, or even be close. Look at the violence going on in the country. They want to go 11 million people, illegal immigrants, open your borders. There's no way the American people are going to go for this. I think that they pushed it too far to the left. Their presidential candidate is still in the basement. He doesn't even know where he is. And at this point, Paul tells me that I'm crazy, and we still haven't heard about Biden's, you know, vice presidential pick. It's going to be this and that. And I'm still pushing it's going to be Hillary Clinton.
Well,
Paul.
I'm going to tell you a little. See, I was just about to say I would bet him on that, but I bet him already. I bet him originally when nobody was talking about Donald Trump, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
I came in one day and I said, he's never going to be the candidate. And, of course, he became the candidate and the president. And that was before he ran for president. It was still running to become
the candidate,
and he was right. He was right. I want to thank you very much, Ron Walker, for coming, and I want to plug your book. It's called Pinellas Republicans, 1920 to 2020, the 100-year march to a two-party Florida by Pinellas Republicans, a reported as reported by the History Committee of the Pinellas County GOP.
It was an endeavor that we embraced, and we didn't even know the history before, but this story is pretty amazing. It started in 1920 when a guy named Hannah wanted to be postmaster in St. Pete, and so he worked for the president, Harding, and when he won, Harding won, the party started. There were like 50 or 60 people to begin with. He started with a yellow pad going around getting 10 bucks, and pretty soon there was a party. They had some success for a little while, interrupted by FDR, and then in 1950, they came back and they won practically all the elected posts in Pinellas County, and they started moving on. That was in the age of Cramer. Bill Cramer, who was the first Republican elected in the South, and from that,
and what was Bill Cramer elected?
He started as a House member in Florida, a state senator in Florida, and then a congressman from here. He was the first congressman from the South.
Wow, very impressive.
In the 50s. Very good. First. Yeah,
very interesting. I want to thank you, Ron. Thank you so very much. Good luck. And really enjoy talking with you.
Okay, I just want to say again, Julie Marcus has done a great job as supervisor of elections. She deserves to continue. It's all about the experience. 16 years versus nothing. Julie Marcus.
Julie Marcus. So noted. Thank you very much. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to hopefully talk with Sheila Griffin, among others. And maybe not. Well, we'll find out who we're going to talk with. Anyway, we'll take our break, and we will be right back. Freedom Works.
The kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio, heard every Wednesday on the Tan Talk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all...
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat.
We are back. We are back for the final session of Freedom Works. Coming to you from the North Pinellas Republican Club, Highway US 19 in Palm Harbor. Boy, we're busy place, I can tell you. All kinds of things that are going on. We are delighted to have Stephanie Meyer. She's joining us by phone. She is running for the Pinellas School Board. And Stephanie, welcome to Freedom Works. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us. Tell us a little bit about your goals for the Pinellas School Board, should you be elected.
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate the opportunity to reach your listeners. And so thank you. So really my goal is to put our children at the forefront of every single decision affecting our public schools. And so for a very long time, we put a lot of other factions before our students. And so that's why I'm running. I'm running because I want to be a voice for our children, and I want to be a voice for our parents.
Well, indeed, those are things that are important. Right now, we got probably the most critical time in I don't know how long when it comes to what to do with the children and schooling, because, of course, we've got this pandemic going on. So what are we going to do, Stephanie? Do we need to open the schools here in August and September? What should we do?
I really like the plan that Pinellas County Schools put in place originally, which was to provide parents and families and teachers, in fact, with options. And I think we need to stick with that plan. I know some of our local school districts near us are going another direction, and I really think it puts many of our children at a disadvantage to only open virtually. Many of our students need to have that in-person setting. I'm a teacher myself, and I identified it with my own students when we were going through the last quarter of last year virtually. There's many reasons why we need to open our schools up and make these options available for families. And so that's why I would say, yes, we need to open our schools. And then for those students and those teachers and those families that are not comfortable with being in an in-person setting, then we need to continue to provide them options.
We're speaking with Stephanie Meyer. She is running for the Pinellas County School Board, talking a little bit about the situation right now with schooling and the virus going on. So update me a little bit, Stephanie. What is the official situation with Pinellas County and the schools? Are some of them going to be open? Are private schools possibly opening as opposed to public schools? What is the lay of the land right now for that?
So right now, it looks like we are still in sort of a holding pattern, I think, for our public school system. If the original plan goes through, our schools will open on August 24th in a couple of different ways. Number one, you'll have your the traditional in-person setting, school setting, and then you'll also have MyPPS, which is a virtual option done and taught through Pinellas County school teachers. And then parents would also have the option to go to Pinellas virtual schools, or they could go to a Florida virtual school. Now, our private schools are opening. Most of them that I know of are opening in person. And then I do know of some of our local private schools that are also offering a virtual program as well. But it does look like all of our alternative schools to our Pinellas County public schools are offering an in-person option for school. And hopefully Pinellas County schools will make the decision to move forward with the plan, the great plan that Dr. Grego had put in place originally, and not vote to close our schools down for the first 9 weeks.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Stephanie. Thank you so very much. Good luck in your race.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
All right. Stephanie Meyer. Excellent. Very interesting. You know, the school issue is such a big deal. Ed, I think we have Jay Beirut. Is it Beirut?
Jay Beirut
on the phone.
He's a very well-known Pinellas County businessman. He's been former chairman of the Pinellas County Republican Executive Committee with close contacts in Lebanon, where they just had that disastrous explosion.
Wow.
And I know he'd like to, just ask people to help out real quick.
Sure. Jay, welcome to FreedomWorks. Tell us a little bit about this this whole Beirut, a terrible situation with that explosion, and what can we do?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
And, before I talk about Beirut, I'm going to tell you that I was born in Beirut, Lebanon, and where the explosion happened, it really hit my hometown, my neighborhood. Matter of fact, the house that I was raised in is completely destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people. But, I want to just tell people that your vote and election matter, because who represents you is the most that can do harm to you if you get the wrong people. So election matter, you know. In 1976, I left and came over here because our leader divided the country, you know, between Muslim and Christians and Shiite and Sunni and sectarian. And I decided to leave at 19 years old, and I came to the United States of America because I felt this is where freedom is, and this is the land of the brave, and they tell you we are the people. Today, look what they're doing. The divisiveness in here and the racism is here is led by who? It's led by our leaders that we elected in there, and it's led by fake media. So I just want to say that word. That's what led Lebanon to be where it's at today. That
yes.
leaders today, after
yes.
the bomb exploded, right? And all what you hear is all fake media, that it was, you know, this nitrate, 2,700 was stored there. This been used, you know, by Hezbollah. And then they hit it in the port and it exploded. So what you hear and the story that tell you, and you know what's happening here that break my heart in the United States, they telling us the story that they want to tell us. Just listen to the news. So
now
that's what happened. It exploded and it, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, indeed, right now there's an upheaval since that explosion. By the way, had they ever figured out what caused that explosion in Beirut?
You will never figure it out. You see, our president, you know, that speaks sometimes without filters. What did he say? It's a bomb, the general told me, right? The next day, he backtracked. So that's the world we live in.
So we don't know then. We still don't know what was the cause?
We don't know, and I don't think we're ever going to know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jay?
You know, they will set up the story yep. that they want to set up. You know, that's the problem. You, that's what you need.
Ron Ogden wants to ask you something.
Jay, quickly, because we're just down to what can we do here in Pinellas County to help support the people who are so injured?
That's what I'm going to get you. We have you can write it down at GoFundMe. You need to go to Relief Fund for Lebanon Explosion. And we appreciate any donation that you guys can afford. I'm guaranteeing that this money is going to go directly to the organization that's feeding the 300,000 people right now, that they have no homes, no food, and no money. They're cooking for them every day, and all of them are volunteers. So our main goal is just to make sure that this money go directly to the needy, because if you send it through the government of Lebanon, they would not get it to them.
Thank you.
Again, the name is Relief Fund for Lebanon.
We are running out of time, but I want to repeat, Relief Funds for Lebanon Explosion is where it needs to go. Thank you so very much. We are delighted. Thank you very much, Andrew, for sitting next to me and helping me out. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful job
here.
It's so impressive. We really thoroughly enjoyed doing the program here from the North Pinellas Republican Club. And in 1 week, we have the election. We have the primary election. So thank you very much. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade.